The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady, but there are some mixed undertones seen due to uncertainty about packer demand to begin this week. Terminals are called steady to firm with top prices from $36 to $40. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $36. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, January 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,953. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $49 to $59, the weighted average $55.85. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.27 to $46.21, and the weighted average was $44.46. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,576. The base price range was $47.75 to $60. The weighted average, $57.20. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.37 to $47.50, and the weighted average was $44.16.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, rain fell across a good portion of South America, especially Brazil, which saw 75% of the nation's agricultural region picking up precipitation over the weekend, with amounts ranging between 1 and 3 inches. It's part of the region that was considered too wet last week, and flood situation has not changed all that much. Crop conditions in some center-south Brazil locations not as good as they would be if the greater sunshine and warmer temperatures were to occur. Weather conditions will remain mostly very good across the majority of Brazil throughout the coming 2 weeks. There will be some drier-than-usual tendencies in the Bahia region and in through northern Minas Gerais for a little while this week, but some timely rain will arrive later in the week and continue periodically through next week. Some concern over wet conditions will also remain in center-south Brazil, although the situation has not yet reached a critical point. Less rain and greater sunshine is needed in southern Minas Gerais, parts of the northern São Paulo region, and the immediate neighboring areas to the north. As far as Argentina, they saw some strong thunderstorms, especially in Cordoba and regions of Santiago del Estero Friday through Sunday, with rain totals anywhere from an inch to 2 3/4 inches in central and western Cordoba, while amounts from between an inch to up to an inch, a half inch to up to an inch, occurred in southern Santiago. Weather conditions over the next couple weeks for Argentina will remain favorable, but there will be a little less rainfall in some areas, allowing pockets of net drying to impact parts of the summer crop production area. Subsoil moisture is still favorable in most of Argentina, and that will prevent any net drying from having a negative impact, except possibly in parts of Santiago del Estero, where the ground was already a little too dry late last week. Dryness does extend eastward across northern Santa Fe into some cotton areas, but the heart of the coarse grain and oilseed country is still in pretty good shape. As far as the U.S., rain and snow moved across the eastern Midwest this morning. That will diminish today, and new disturbance will produce the dusting up to an inch of snow tonight and tomorrow, with a reinforcing shot of cooler air moving in across the region. But warming is already expected for Wednesday and Thursday, and that will bring temperatures back to unseasonably mild temperatures for a brief period of time. Highs today and tomorrow will cool to the 20s and 30s north, with 30s and 40s in the south. Lows back in the teens and 20s north, with 20s and 30s south. By Wednesday and Thursday, highs will be back into the 30s and 40s north, with 40s and 50s south. There does look to be a much wetter weather pattern setting up for this weekend, with a significant amount of rain and snow accompanying the transition that will bring significant travel and livestock issues to the region. The worst conditions will develop late in the weekend and continue early next week, when widespread rain falls across the eastern Midwest with heavy snow falling in the west. Falling temperatures and snow with blowing snow in western mid portions of the Midwest during the weekend and early part of next week will stress the livestock delay travel and begin producing ice in the region's rivers and streams. That's a condition we have not seen too much of the entire winter season. For the Delta and the Southeast, they picked up almost full coverage of precipitation yesterday, while over the weekend with anywhere from a third to a full inch of rain. A few pockets of lower amounts. Rain was still falling in portions of the southeast this morning. Does look like their temperatures will be back into the 50s to the 70s in the Delta, with 60s and 70s in the southeast for high temperatures. High temperatures over the next 7 days will be mostly 50s and 60s in the deltas and southeast, occasional 40s in the northern portion of the region. A cold front will push through the Delta on Sunday and cool low temperatures into the 30s and 40s. Other regions of the U.S., let's see, here it is, the western states, mild dry weather prevails, the saturated northwest getting a brief break in between storm systems, windy dry conditions enhancing the threat of wildfires in Southern California, and on the plains again, a few snow showers developing across the northern portion of the region, while mainly mild dry conditions prevail along with windy conditions. Portions of the central high plains remain covered with at least a foot of snow, and recovery efforts continue in communities affected by heavy snow and or damaging ice accumulations from last week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 481 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade down 2, July 485, down 1 and a quarter, last trade down 1 and a half. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 470, down a quarter, last trade down 2.5, July 477 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade down 2.5, December 491 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade up a quarter. March corn opened at 369, up 3/4, last trade down 3.25, July 384, up a quarter, last trade down 3.25, December 365, down a quarter, last trade down 2.75. January bean 664.5, down 3.5, last trade down 3.5. July 707 3/4, up 1, last trade down 5.25. November 727 unchanged, last trade down 4. January soybean meal 190 unchanged, last trade down $1. January soybean oil opening at 2818, down 22, last trade down 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
A lot of uncertainty in the marketplace this morning. Not only do you have reports out on Friday, but you have questions about what index funds like Dow Jones, AIG might do this week.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a number of people that are a little cautious about going in and buying the marketplace when there's thoughts that the index funds might need to realign anywhere from 50 to 90,000 contracts of corn this week. Probably doing somewhat the same thing in the wheat market. They supposedly were going to take the closes on Friday and then decide what they needed to do in the way of realignments out here. And even though the grain markets were down, corn losing 22 cents last week, the energy markets also took a pretty big hit. So it probably didn't alter those surroundings much through that process. So they probably do have a fairly large amount. But even though if it's 50,000, you're talking 10,000 contracts a day, and we're trading 50,000 in March alone in corn every day on just the open outcry. So our total open interest in corn is probably running in excess of 200,000. It's still a fairly small amount, but I think it's going to keep people a little bit sidelined. And we've also got our spec fund sitting here at just under 300,000 contracts long. So, you know, you're looking around trying to figure out who that buyer is going to be out here, Dave.
So the calls in then corn and wheat today?
I think you're going to come in lower on the early go to try and start lower, but I'm also keeping an eye on these energy markets. Crude oil's up. Oh, last I looked, it was up over $1. So you're going to find some support coming from that marketplace to try and help pull us back up. We're up 76 cents right now in the crude oil. So we may see that try and pull us back around and get back towards unchanged. In the beans, I'm going to go with a 3 to 5 lower call. Weather continues to be pretty good down in South America. Informa actually brought their estimate on the Brazilian crop up. I believe it was 60 million metric tons down there. So pretty good crop size, and that's going to just enhance this carryout and take away some of the thought that we have to keep beans up in order to buy acres back away from corn.
And very quickly then, calls over at the Merck, please.
I think you're going to come in mixed on the hogs right now. I am concerned with the way the cutout has run this last week or so. It appears that this hog market could dip just a little bit further. The cattle market looks like it's fairly mixed to start the day off. I think it's due for a little bit of a setback first.
Thank you very much, Brian. Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You are listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.